You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Wednesday, August 27th. Our very favorite John Hockenberry is back. Welcome back, John. Thank you. What'd you do, by the way?
I was in Idaho, actually, up in the mountains. I was working on a writer's conference out there. It was very, very interesting, actually. Richard Holbrook showed up right after he was on the program talking to you.
Yes, he did.
And the rest of the time was just fun in the mountains.
Fun in the mountains.
Relaxing.
Maybe that's our takeaway today. Try that at home, folks. Having fun in the mountains.
Have fun.
But you just asked an interesting question a moment ago about how many people are actually watching the convention, the Democratic convention there in Denver. And it's somewhere around 20 million, according to the most recent ratings, which is exactly half, John, of the 40 million people who watched Michael Phelps win his 8th gold medal at the Beijing Olympics. Anyway, wanted to pass that on.
Phelps beats Hillary.
Yes.
But we knew that.
Yeah, well, this is for Monday night, actually. Phelps beat Michelle Obama.
There you go. Right. Well, you know, again, conventions are not my thing. I actually loathe conventions.
I think they're fascinating.
God, they make me ill. But you know, somebody needs to love them and somebody needs to hate them. And they are...
I would be the lover and you would be the hater.
Just so we're clear. They do deliver... I prefer the old days when you didn't know what was going to happen at the convention. But anyway, they do
suspense.
Deliver a political message.
Yeah, there was no suspense. Anyhow, we're going to continue our conversation about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina with just 2 days until the third anniversary. Tens of thousands of people from along the Gulf are still displaced or homeless, many who would like to go home. Vincent Wilson, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're one of those people, right? You'd like to go home to New Orleans.
Yes, I am a survivor of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita and the most devastating disaster, man-made disaster in the country's history.
You're speaking of the levee break. Vincent Wilson is the executive director of the Disaster Survivors Association. And you've been stranded, as you describe it, in Houston?
Yes, we're here on the island of Houston in America, stranded as castaways from our beloved New Orleans, Louisiana.
Now, tell us about your home in New Orleans.
Well, our home in New Orleans is a great home. We love it regardless. However, let me make myself perfectly clear that New Orleans, Louisiana was not without any blemishes, and we have to take onus to that. We were in a state of stagnation and decline, as many Gulf Coast states are. Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, President Carter has spoke on these issues coming up to the convention in regards to how after and before the disaster, some of these states, our states here in America, reminded them of third world countries, being that the education and the disparities thereof, the economics and the social services are just totally behind times.
Let's talk about right now, and how hard is it for you to get home? Tell us about some of the obstacles you face.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. There's many of us here in the diaspora that are totally stranded. I mean, you know, we're picking ourselves up by the bootstraps, doing what we have to do, but it just resonates with inside of our taste buds to get back as soon as possible, if we can. And many of us are losing hope, and it's
are you
becoming
feeling
like
hope? Are you feeling hopeless?
Well, I mean, it feels like a distant goal now. You know, I mean, it was foremost and up front, but now, you know, you're dealing with the everyday issues of just surviving. No one's talking about how issue number one is affecting the disaster survivors, and it's getting to critical mass.
Try to explain that to us from your personal experience. What are the hurdles that you are facing in making your way home to New Orleans?
Well, I had to take on two jobs. My wife was working, okay? So I'm working basically 24 hours in addition to trying to run a nonprofit as well as a home-based business. And, you know, and it's still not enough. Okay, and you know, it's the cost of living here in Texas is totally different. You know, the whole atmosphere and environment is totally different than what we're accustomed to, even 3 years after the fact. I mean, granted, you know, we made the transition, we amalgamated the best we could, and it's still an everyday struggle. A case in point, the fact that I had to take three jobs, is one, and
right.
and the fact that you know we don't have the network, the extended family, the extended community that we're familiar with. We don't know anyone here. And, you know, 3 years after the fact, you know, I live in a subdivision where it's totally diverse. It's like 20% Hispanic, maybe 3% African American.
So it really was a cultural, as well as all the other troubles you faced, it was really a different culture that you had to deal with. But tell us about all of the people. You've helped 2,500 people get home.
Absolutely. Let me just read you a letter here from Robert Echols, who is the county judge here in Harris County, Houston, Texas, wrote to our organization. Dear Mr. Wilson, I am pleased to support Disaster Survivors Association's application to the Corporation for National Service Texas State Program for AmeriCorps VISTA members to assist with your activities. Disaster Survivors Association is to be commended on its mission of helping survivors of disasters to regain stability and self-sufficiency. Since the inception of DSA early this year, the organization has completed an impressive list of accomplishments. I understand that the requested AmeriCorps VISTA members will be involved with the administrative training and advocacy of outreach aspects
of
four DSA projects.
So
I urge the AmeriCorps VISTA project reviewers to give your proposal every consideration, and assigned by the county judge, Robert Echols.
And so you've been acknowledged for helping many people get back. Vincent Williams, we appreciate your time.
Vincent Wilson, thank you.
You're welcome. Vincent Wilson is a former New Orleans resident and executive director of Disaster Survivors Association.
And there are thousands of survivors that remain, as he called it, in the island of Houston, castaways.
Many, many thousands, all over the world, all over the country, I should say, rather.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.